case number 9512. It's a special use exception for determination to retain a fence in Kinsale Glen Development within the buffer zone. I went down there and I've taken a look at that case several times. I've spoke with the council and the office on it. You know, the only thing you can do is help me again on that if you will. Because that, you know, you could do a variance from the buffer, maybe from the tree line, but then at 50 foot, which would put it back. Can we do a setback from the green? Shall we call it from the easement? The back of those, you know, as long as you don't touch those trees or with that part of it, is that possible?
The way the original ordinance was enacted that created Kinsale Glen wanted to create that 50-foot buffer, and unfortunately stuck it in the backyards of all these people.
Right.
But that was the county's. I think it was the county council's choice, you know, after all the public hearings and so forth. And I don't think the council wanted that modified. I don't think they want the board tinkering with those conditions.
Okay.
We've had that similar situation come up in some RPCs and some conditional uses before.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when the county makes a ruling like that or establishes a condition, it does that because they're doing something else someplace else in the subdivision. You know, they might have done something as a trade-off. So, you know, disturbing one part of it doesn't, you know, maybe creates an imbalance or something. So
right.
I got the sense from researching the materials that when the council approved that subdivision, they did so with the intention that 50-foot buffer remain open except for the plantings.
Okay.
Now, if they want a fence and they want to put it right at that 50-foot line, you know, where it begins, I guess,
right.
You know, they can have that.
That'd be 2 feet.
It kind of destroys any kind of a backyard. I can't imagine that'd be very attractive to anybody, but that's
no.
Pretty much, I think, the only thing that the
It sounds like the builder misrepresented its.
So then, the case that they could do would then, to me, then, or, and talking further too, that they could have to go back. They being these applicants would go back to the county.
I think that's the appropriate place to go. Either
take it back.
Maybe start at P&Z and work your
go
way
back
up.
Forward.
All that was part of the overall enactment of the RPC or the whole subdivision.
Right.
And really to allow somebody to come in now and attack one of the specific conditions is almost like allowing an appeal of the subdivision, you know, 2, 3, 8 years down the road, which is way too late. You know, it's supposed to be done within 180 days of the approval, or
approval
60 days of the approval, I mean. So it's kind of a backdoor way of modifying or appealing a subdivision. And I think if there is a remedy for these folks, you know, now if the developer of Kinsale didn't advise them of that, you know, that's between them.
Yeah, right.
If there's any kind of a remedy with the county, though, I think it lies with P&Z.
Then to the county.
And then county council. Yeah.
Okay, because, you know, give them the zero setback, you know, they're going to come out 2 foot from your back door and there's going to be your fence. You got no backyard. That's not doing anything. You can't go by the tree. Well, that having been said, if they would do that, then that would apply then to both these cases then, whatever our decision.
I think,
we go right back to back. We could apply it to both of them. So they would have to go then to the P&Z and on to the council, see if they could change it or help them out.
I think realistically that should be consistent with anything you get in like an RPC where there are conditions established by the council as part of that overall review process. That's probably the better place to have those things considered for modifications later on.
And we should probably not consider future applications for such
development
request.
Yeah, and I mean, realistically, I'm not sure P&Z or the zoning office ought to even take applications like
from
this.
That.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they took them in the first
place.
Maybe
if you could check them
and get
that,
yeah, that.
We'd appreciate it.
Figure that out.
Okay, are there any further discussion on 9512 and 9513? Mr. McGee?
Can't move.
Oh, that's right.
Wasn't here.
And you wasn't here. Mr. Brown? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, there being no further discussion, then the chair will entertain a motion on case number 95, 12, and 13.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we deny case number 9512 as it doesn't meet the standards for granting a variance.
And second to that motion?
Second.
Motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 9512 because it does not meet the standards for granting of a variance. All those in favor of the motion, give you a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is denied.